Welcome to this month's For Your Child newsletter. Our topic is, asthma may result from wheezing during a cold. Young children who wheeze when they have colds are at much greater risk of developing asthma later during childhood. The study is reported in the American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine. Previous research had shown that infants who have viral respiratory illnesses with wheezing are more likely to develop asthma. But until now, it hasn't been clear whether all types of respiratory viruses that produce wheezing are associated with this increased risk. Rhinovirus infection is the most common cause of colds, and the new study found that it's rhinovirus-produced wheezing that parents should be most worried about. Dr. Robert Lemansky says his team found that rhinovirus is most closely linked to future asthma compared with other viruses that also cause childhood wheezing. The researchers followed a group of 300 newborns with one or both parents who have allergies or asthma, making the newborns at increased risk for asthma. The children were followed until they were 6 years old, while the doctors checked them for respiratory viruses and development of asthma. At age 6, 28% of the kids had asthma, with a greater amount of them having wheezed from rhinovirus. The children who wheezed with rhinovirus during the first year of life were nearly 3 times as likely to have asthma when they were 6 years old, compared with children who wheezed from a common respiratory virus called RSV. Children with RSV did not have increased asthma risk. The older the children were when the rhinovirus-associated wheezing occurred, the greater the effect. Children who wheezed with rhinovirus in their second year of life were more than 6 times as likely to have asthma. Rhinovirus-linked wheezing at age 3 was linked with a more than 30-fold increased risk. However, the researchers can't say whether rhinovirus causes asthma to develop or simply reveals children who will develop the disease. Dr. Daniel Jackson says that in genetically susceptible children, rhinovirus wheezing illnesses could cause airway damage as well as subsequent asthma. But Dr. Jackson points out that more research is needed to learn whether or not rhinovirus leads to asthma development. For more information, always consult your child's doctor. Thank you for listening. Please visit our website for more information on health and wellness topics.